This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise, everybody. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with...
Jeff Saunders.
And Vinnie Brudge.
We're talking about whether or not you'd attend a live-streamed funeral. This turns out, because this business is now booming in the US, we've had a bit of a discussion about it, whether some of us would do it and why we'd do it, the ethics behind it, the logistics behind it. Give us some feedback, folks. 018-789-8899, Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. I know, Arv, you've got some tweets. No? That you wanted to mention a little bit later on.
So I was going to save some tweet later on. I've got a couple of WhatsApp messages here. Number ending 7734 says, would attending streamed funerals be against the pantang? Because sometimes it's, you know, pantang to attend funerals in some cultures during certain circumstances. So I guess, like, you know, I remember hearing, like, you know, if a lady is pregnant, then generally they're not advised to go to certain funerals. Mm. And, you know, so yeah, the question asks, like, you know, would it be then against this, you know, belief if you actually view it online? So, you know, I guess that's one of the questions that, you know, we'll see how it goes along. We've got a couple of unfortunate WhatsApp messages here. So Benji says, what a coincidence, my cousin Quentin Tan passed away this morning, and due to scheduling I can't even drive my parents back to hometown for it, and I'm feeling bad. And so live stream funeral is actually a good idea, but for families I do suggest the invite only, just to avoid strangers logging in and then put some unsavory remarks. And Maggie Bass says, I did miss attending a dear friend's funeral just recently because her family did not want to the family didn't have my contact number, and I still feel sort of in a limbo and have to keep reminding myself that she's no longer around. I don't know whether I might feel differently if given the opportunity to witness it later on. Also, I do 100% agree with Matt Armitage about the proper way of things should be done and handled with a lot of sensitivity. Thank you to both of y'all to share something that is, of course, emotionally difficult, and, you know, to share it something like this in a public sphere as well. So thank you. And you know, hopefully, you know, this conversation sort of just gives you a bit more information into the space.
Right. Okay. Keep the messages coming in. 018-789-8899 is the number to get us via WhatsApp. On Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Maggie, I understand how it feels if you can't attend these funerals. It's a very difficult situation to find yourself in. Don't beat yourself up about it, though. Forgive yourself. Sometimes you just can't do these things.
And Benji as well.
And Benji, yes. Right. Staying with the live streaming thing, you may have noticed that live streaming is a bit of a big thing, especially in China right now. There's a whole bunch of vloggers who make an awful lot of money from live streaming, just chatting, and, you know, sometimes they're just like watching, they're being filmed gaming and one thing or another. Everybody's tuning in. Now, there is a video blogger who goes by the name of Your Highness Chao Biluo. And she left a whole bunch of her fans stunned after a bit of a technical glitch during one of her live streams revealed her to be a middle-aged woman and not the young, glamorous girl that they all thought that she was to be. Now, this revelation has kind of led to discussions about standards of beauty across the country's social media platforms over in China. Now, she initially boasted a follower count of more than 100,000 followers, and she obviously used a filter on her face during her appearance and had been renowned for her sweet and healing voice. Now, the China...
Is that filtered as well?
More than likely. China's Global Times said she'd been worshipped as a cute goddess by some members of her loyal audience, and now some fans even giving her more than 100,000 yuan in donations. Now, when I first saw this news piece on the BBC website, I thought, you know, is this even a news piece? You know, that some blogger somewhere has been using a filter on their face and it turns out that they're not as handsome or as pretty as people thought they were, right? But then the more you look at this story and the more you kind of dissect this story and the idea of the standard of beauty that we've arrived at now being perpetuated by influencers and filters and one thing or another, and the very fact that this woman was kind of one, misrepresenting who she is,
yep,
and two, the very fact that she felt as though she had to be somebody else or become somebody else to, you know, take part in this whole live streaming thing. And we had a little bit of a chat, me and Christine, off air, and we started about where this may have come from, or may have stemmed from. If you look at the stuff like South Korea, you look at the mukbang movement, where people sit by themselves and eat alone, and people tune in to kind of watch them eat. You know, yeah. This clearly stems from people who have no time to go out and are lonely and just want to share, you know, their meal with an audience.
A meal with someone, yeah.
And so I don't think this is altogether too different. But when it turns out that people are sending her donations of up to $5,000 during her live stream, the question of ethics, again, for me, is raised. You know, you're pretending to be somebody else. People think you're somebody else, and therefore they're giving you a donation based on who they think you are.
I think it's a crime. Right. I think it should be a crime, simply because you are deceiving someone. And I know deceiving is not a crime per se, but when it involves money, large amounts of money as well, and you know, you've built up a follow of, you know, 100 million or 1 million or whatever it is, it's deceiving. Mm-hmm. And you know, that should actually be a crime.
Okay. So on one side, I agree. Yeah, she made a mistake by pretending to be someone else. Like, if you look at the picture of her online, it's completely different than compared to who she is in real life. So yeah. It's not even close to what she looks like. But another part of me is like, how many people online actually adopt personas and you know, like caricatures of themselves and yeah. pretend to be other people just to make money? Like we talk about influencers, but even beyond influencers, like you have avatars, you have personalizations of yourself that aren't even real. People on YouTube who vlog, who sort of set up the vlog to make it look like it's real life, but then it's not real life. And then you get people to donate on your Patreon and stuff. That's how they make money on like a yep. monthly basis. That's how they make a living for themselves. So what yep. is so different? I think it's because they sort of show what they look like, so you sort of accept the person for what they are. Whereas in her case, she's pretending to be someone else physically. I think that's where the line is drawn. But other than that, I don't think what she's doing is completely deceiving, because she's just being what every other YouTuber and Instagrammer does, basically.
It's kind of like in between of, you know, when an influencer posts something that is a sponsored, right? Mm. It's an ad, right? So, you know, the whole debate was the ethics around it, because yeah. they mask it so well that you get confused and like, you know, is this paid or is this not paid? And now you see the more, I guess, proper influencers, they would specify, you know?
Sponsored by, in part. In partnership with
whether it's somewhere, you know, whether it's in the location tag or in the caption itself, you know, they would clearly state there, this is a sponsored post, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, you know, for anyone who's doing this should also, you know, just clarify, this is a filtered post, you know, this is a persona that I'm, you know, putting out. Because I totally agree with Arv, there are people who, you know, use avatars and they drive messages out using that avatars, right? Because it probably resonates with a different type of audience that they normally can't. So then you would use that.
Okay, well, let's take it away from streaming for a minute and just look at normal people, quote unquote, who have a persona. For example, Lady Gaga.
I was gonna say Lady Gaga.
Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Any of the kind of Disney clan or, you know, whoever, they represent themselves as one thing. Britney Spears, for example, you know, but clearly they are not that person, and yet people still give them money, they still spend
idolized,
money on their records, yeah. they still are yeah. idolized. How different is this really to that? Is it just because of the tech, or is there something deeper to it?
No, I think it's just because people didn't know what she looked like. People wanted something specific from her, or the way she looked physically. That's more of it, is, you know, what she looked like physically. And because she doesn't look like her algorithm or her persona, so they just flipped. Do you know what Lady Gaga's actual name is, like real name is?
Something Germanotta, right?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Like what the name is, I call it Lady Gaga. And that's a persona. So she's pretending.
Yeah.
She's not
exactly.
pretending. Yeah. She's adopted the
Elton
persona.
Elton John is not Elton John.
Elton
David
John.
Bowie is not David Bowie. You know, there's a whole bunch
of
them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So even, you know, we sort of call them by that name because it's the persona they go by. So I don't know. It seems like the same thing.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, I'm not necessarily 100% disagreeing with Jeff. I think these people who don't, I'm not clear at the beginning and say, look, this is a persona, and what you're seeing is not the real person. If you're okay with that, please donate.
If
you're not, then maybe you should find a different channel. I think that's a fair thing to do, you know, and not just necessarily take thousands and thousands of dollars from somebody who think that you are something else.
Yeah. when that person doesn't exist.
When that person doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That's where we stand on that, I think.
Well, we do have one WhatsApp message that just came in. Rose says, this is regarding to our story of the day. Streaming funerals, putting the fun in funerals. What's next, hey?
On that, we'll take a short break. We have Fats Domino up next with Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except Me. We'll be right back in just a few minutes on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.